Welcome to a special presentation of Alien Abduction by the Radio Players.
Somewhere out there, other creatures from other planets are hovering. Are we prepared to meet these ETs on their own terms? Just what these terms might be is the quest of Alien Abduction, tonight's episode of Radio Players. First, our intrepid cast.
I'm Steve Falcone, I'll be narrating.
I'm Christopher Rathundi, and I'll be Danny.
I'm Kevin Rathundi, and I will be Alpha.
I'm Pam Matthews, and I will be Omega.
I'm Peg Falcone, I'll be voice number one and number three.
I'm Steve Falcone, I'll be voice number two.
I'm Dick Matthews, I'll be Victor.
And I'm Elizabeth Donahue, and I'll be Sylvia.
Alien Abduction, a radio play by Steve Falcone. Scene one. The whir and hum of a UFO hovering. Shafts of light flood an otherwise darkened area, where a boy of 14 with a mop of curly hair and black framed glasses is pinioned by the rays, then elevated into a descending portal where ETs await him. The aliens are just as they've been pictured. Long, thin bodies, macrocephalic heads, where eyes like evil emeralds are the only facial markings.
Sweet! Totally sweet!
Are you off your coordinates?
Like, where am I at? Alien abduction, duh!
An expression of the younger generation to express, of course, in a disparaging manner.
Whatever.
Another ET, the exact likeness of Alpha, enters.
May I introduce Omega?
I'm sorry, aliases. It cannot be real names.
Clever youth. As our native nomenclature would prove unfathomable to you, we've chosen your classic Greek lettering to identify.
Bummer, bro. I want to hear the originals. That'd be sick.
Is the Earthling ill? Are there corporeal issues?
Sick is the current term of extreme approval to younger humans. It is illness in the elders.
You dudes packing?
Blank stares. Danny makes finger gun.
Zap, zap.
Weaponry was banned by the Interplanetary Council thousands of years ago as a detriment to civilized society.
Firearms were deemed implements of destruction, the genesis of harmful behavior.
For reals? No ray guns to melt the enemy's faces off?
Omega begins to gag electronically.
Danny, please. Our systems are extremely susceptible to violent imagery.
Like the thought of a blood fest makes you yak?
Omega nods, shading slightly green.
That is some... Did you just bleep me, bro?
We are programmed to reject the foul usage of any civilization.
That's censorship, dude!
Of our own imposing, by our own choice, Earthling. Years of experience back through the clouds of time have taught us the single final effect of weapons is harmful death and hurtful loss.
How do you defend yourselves, huh?
From whom? When all are in accord, there can be no discord.
Wait. You tell me you dudes don't get into it from time to time?
Harmony rules us. Peace abides.
Sounds lame-o, bros, but that's like cool that you think that way.
After eons, the idea became a state of mind.
My mind is blown. This is a video game.
Loud electronic emission freezes Danny.
That was...
Rad, fresh, sick, slay. No, Danny. It was none of those emotions. It was our version of frustration. We are here to impress upon you that what we are not is a video game.
Some zap-happy space western where aliens play laser tag with human lives.
Too sweet.
Too phony for words. As bright as you are, Danny.
You have been registered in the top 5th percentile of sense and sentience in the galaxy.
Sentience as well?
Swings imaginary bat.
2 for 2!
You do not understand.
No clue.
We speak of a mechanism that tallies the cognitive skills as well as depth of feeling of a being.
Human or otherwise, all manner of thinking creatures.
And Danny Gilchrist has scored among the elite across the entire star system.
Clicking is heard. Danny's eyes get big.
Forgive us, Danny. There is so much to explain. That is how we acknowledge achievement. Applause, if you will.
Louder clicking. Electronic titters.
Do I take a bow or...
Your achievement will suffice. The thrust of our mission is to seek out superior beings such as yourself to encourage.
Mentor, if you so desire.
Let us not get ahead of ourselves. A fascinating phrase to visualize, incidentally.
Like Luke with Yoda?
A more cerebral, less lightsaber-intensive process is what we have in mind.
On your planet?
No, Danny. The medium of exchange would be mental.
Bummer. We read each other's minds?
After a fashion?
What fashion?
The complexity of the process is not important at this time. We wish to stress the richness of your natural gifts and determine your willingness to engage in a thoroughgoing dialogue concerning growth in your awareness of the magnitude of Earth's position in the solar system.
Third rock from the sun!
Aliens nod approvingly.
Yeah, goofy show, but being alien was kind of cool. Oh, sorry. No offense, man.
Alpha, electronic sigh.
We are alien to you, and you to us. The word is but a definer of personal status. More importantly, the people you speak of are television actors and very much Homo sapiens.
You've touched upon the essence of our visitation. We wish to enlarge your vision of life on your planet and throughout the galaxy.
Well, I mean alien bros? ET dudes, whatever?
Perhaps one day.
In a galaxy far, far away?
Huge electronic sigh.
His diminished reality base may prove an impediment.
We knew that at the outset. A reason to enlighten, is it not?
I'm right here, bros.
Are you, Danny? Fully here? Mind clear to undertake an exhaustive program of input very new to your cognitive system?
Test me, Sensei. I'm a DEFCON 1.
This is the crux of our dilemma, Danny. To help you and others of your certification delineate harsh reality from the entertainment mentality you were born into.
Life is not a movie. It is not a video game.
Wish it was.
Listen to yourself, young one. Truly listen. Can you conceive of day after day, year upon year, midst flashing lights, blaring sounds, and bloody bodies all around you?
Whatever.
I'm for aborting Mission Earth. Prospect inflexible.
You gonna bail?
My associate deems you not to be the type of candidate we seek for this vital mission. She thus urges we depart.
How about my cobros on other planets? I don't measure up.
Alpha, electronic sigh.
In fact, you do, Danny. Only too well. Others of your registry are playing video games, though of a more advanced form, at all times as well.
Danny pumps fist.
Yes!
It's actually quite maddening and gives one pause.
Some more than others.
About the validity of the mission.
Not all are in accord with our purpose.
The pervading pessimism cannot be denied.
Electronic echo chamber.
Humans ruin everything.
Danny freezes.
You are in no peril.
Not from our people.
From within yourselves. Grown so lost in the bloody substance of hot media, you will not know your own end when it arrives. Lulled to a media sleep by cheap substitutes, true danger will confound you, much like a hall of mirrors projecting so many likenesses, rendering one unsure of the source reflected.
Do you honestly think I can't tell a video game from real life?
Less and less each day. Traces of consciousness are surrendered to the mind-numbing buzz of the Earth's electric circus. Increments unnoticed over time will render innocent minds bystanders to the dictator of the planet.
I came here to get probed, not lectured. I can get a mouthful of adult wisdom at home, totally.
Precisely our point, Danny. One generation feeds the next in cultural relevance, devolving to white noise and glitter.
Like I don't know that. Why do you think my gen always has his head in a PC, ears shut up and buds? We're not stupid. Rome's burning all around us. Our planet's shriveling under ozone loss and greed. Everything and anybody's for sale, bro. Don't see much left for us. So we check into Planet Fantasy. Best accommodations we figure we can get.
The very planetary crisis we wish to help you avert.
Yeesh. You sound like my social science teacher, totally.
You prove a point for enhanced listening skills, Danny, if your teacher's vital message was lost on your class. Such words must be heard, imperative for your survival.
You know what? I'm bored. Can I, like, split?
Alpha, electronic sigh.
Your lack of motivation for the project assures me that you are not the material we seek. We will return you to Earth, but must be stealthy in our movements.
Notorious for its paranoia, deservedly so. That Earth takes shoot for the stars, quite literally, is an interplanetary jest that's been chuckled over for eons.
Echo chamber laughter.
Why do you think your people have received no contact from other planets all these years?
Give me a break, bros. We're barely advancing to atomic weapons. What possible threat can we pose to powerhouses like you dudes?
A missile strike rocks the ship.
I had hoped that was a rhetorical question.
Scene two. One missile after another pings the alien craft, shaking the beings inside.
Not to worry, Danny. We're impenetrable.
Empirically speaking, that has been our experience so far.
You doubt the calculations?
They've been flawless, so far.
And are to be held culpable for future encounters?
You dudes woofing?
A negative activity dissolved as a social transaction eons past.
So, no.
Echo chamber's harmonic sound.
Is that like your chorus?
We are of one mind in all thoughts.
Missile pings sound again as the craft wobbles. Danny checks his wristwatch.
I should be getting back, bros. Mom freaks out when I'm out past my curfew. Probe or no probe, she doesn't take excuses.
We'll get a message to her that you are safe and sound.
That'd be dope, but I gotta represent at the school chess tournament tomorrow.
You have a greater duty at hand, Danny, to speak to the unsettled throng below.
Missile pings rock the craft.
Can't be any shakier than this action.
Again, I exhort you not to be afraid. This craft is impregnable.
Straight up, bro, I'm in a video game.
Your parents would undoubtedly not view the matter that way.
No, duh! They're light years beyond freaked out by now!
As are the majority of Earthlings, I'm certain. The very reason you must address them.
How's that?
You need merely mouth the words. Technology will do the rest.
How?
You will be projected on a massive hologram for all below to view.
The whole round globe?
After a fashion.
Hard pass. Not my style.
This assignment is mandatory, Danny. Your people are in a frenzy that you alone can calm. Millions of lives hang in the balance.
You dudes created this shit show. I'm just an innocent kid.
Innocence has little to do with this crisis. Duty is all at the moment.
You are in no danger, Danny. We merely project a virtual image of you, and you speak for it. A simple procedure.
I'm in, I guess. Never been a hologram before.
An image you'll enjoy, and a vital message to your people.
The hologram is projected as Danny speaks.
Hear me, people of Earth. All is well. I remain unharmed. These visitors come in peace to learn our ways, share information, and wish us harmony. Let us greet them warmly.
Fake.
Sham.
Khan, they want to enslave us.
Missile pings rip through the hologram and the night.
Asshole boomers!
Scene three.
No blaster shield can withstand the wrath of your planet's angry paranoia. We must get you home and move on to other worlds.
Seriously? You giving up on us?
You've given up on yourselves, Danny. Given in to your own doubts and fears. Earthlings alone can advance themselves to honest, logical cognition.
An act that may take centuries, or millennia. Perhaps we'll revisit you then.
Friggin' hypocrites is what you are!
Now, Danny.
Danny waves him away.
A half-assed advanced culture, if this is the best you...
Danny's phone buzzes, but remains blocked.
How's about opening transmission? This could be vital.
For safety's sake...
Oh, for goodness sake, unblock him.
A middle-aged man of graying sideburns and goatee appears, clutching his phone tightly. This is Victor, Danny's dad.
Danny, that's you.
In the flesh, Pops. Sound of mind and body as ever I was.
Oh, thank God. Your mother will be so relieved.
Where is Mom?
Lying down with a heating blanket.
Is she all right?
Not really. Your disappearance has sent her into an emotional swan dive. Her BP spiked, so I got a doc in. He wanted to sedate her, but she absolutely refused. Wanted to be alert in case you called.
Danny, death stare at aliens.
Assholes! Take me to her!
An attractive, disheveled woman dashes into the room and grabs the phone from Victor. This is Sylvia, Danny's mom.
Oh, honey! Thank God, sweetheart!
Tries too hard to speak.
Chill, Mom. Breathe.
Nobody's lost, Syl. He's right here.
Bullhockey, he's there, not here. Did they probe you? Don't lie to your mother. She always finds out the truth.
Scout's on her, Mom. I wasn't touched.
You're not a scout, and you're lying. Look at those glazed eyes. He was probed. Definitely probed. Are you in pain?
Not till now. Stop it, Mom. You're making yourself crazy. As usual.
This is how he talks to the woman who bore him and worries over him every second.
I'm sorry, but couldn't you take a moment or two off from stressing about me?
If you were a sensible boy...
Sweetheart, the boy's standing right there talking, looking perfectly fine.
We know it's the real him.
Got any scars, Danny, we should know about?
You already know, Bob, since you were there when I crashed in the high hurdles and left a gash for life.
Pulls up pant leg to show a black scar on kneecap.
An itty-bitty pebble, all my own.
Satisfied, babe?
Would it help if you met the dudes who steer this intergalactic tub?
You're in an honest-to-God spaceship?
Honest-to-God, I am.
Enough with the blasphemy. I'm not convinced.
Now on Zoom, Danny flashes his phone at the aliens, who do not appear.
Sorry, Danny. We are under a strict directive not to make contact with any but those chosen by the mission.
You dudes. Suppose I can't hear you either.
Aliens shrug.
I knew it. I knew it was all a hoax. What have you done with my son?
Clearly, it is time to return you to your parents. Deepest apologies for any distress we may have caused your mother. You're actually a remarkable boy. Time was simply not right for our worlds to mingle. Another time.
Danny, sarcastic Spock V.
Yeah, live long and prosper. Hey, am I gonna remember any of this? Not gonna erase my brain, are you?
That one you got right.
Super bummer. This is totally the coolest thing that'll ever happen to me.
Life is long and you are young. You never know.
Now I won't, for sure.
Scene 4. Lights flash and darken, then brighten to Danny at the dinner table with his parents.
Any plans for the evening, Danny?
Nah, just gonna chill. Got the feeling like I've already had a night. A little tired.
Sylvia up rushes to feel Danny's forehead.
Oh, my God. Could it be COVID?
Can't a guy just be tired?
The boy's fine, Syl. He's growing up, recognizing his body's needs.
Sounds like a lot of hooey. You hop on into bed, and I'll bring you some warm milk.
And cookies? Chocolate chip?
I happen to make a batch today.
Cookies and milk all around. Early night for us all. Gotta take care of ourselves.
Danny makes Spock V.
Live long and prosper.
This has been a special presentation of the Radio Player's performance of Alien Abduction, an original radio play by Steve Falcone. This play was recorded live in the studios of WSIU Radio. Post-production audio design by Hanice Coopwood.